Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, episode 46, and Schuster is triggered! I just like him making that face. He looks like he hasn't shit for a week, and all of a sudden...
Or is attempting to.
Mm-hmm. So you know the mic is blocking out your whole, like, everything, right?
Not...
That's fine.
I didn't even see
that. That's by design. Don't let him fix that.
It's like one of those movies where you never see the guy's face. There's always something like...
Well, this is a guy from Home Improvement. Hi-ho.
Wilson.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not recording. That's just turned on.
Are you
triggered by the...
Oh,
I'm triggered
no.
by being able to see you triggered.
Triggered by being turned on.
Whoa.
Wow. There's some...
That's a weird scenario. Every time I get turned on, I'm just kind of pissed about it.
Unreciprocal.
That's probably a thing. That's probably a very real thing.
That's like, I mean, come on, man. There's so many fetishes out there.
Sure, but
like how do muscle builders like you know masturbate? They probably get like angry to the point of being turned on. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
That's maybe.
Preston and Steve were looking up bicycle porn this morning.
Like people riding bikes and...
Yeah. Or like, that if there were people that would get turned on by it, and Preston said it, and it made me uncomfortable in the car, getting your ball stuck in a spoke.
Because
they were talking about the naked bike
triggered.
Ride.
Oh.
There's about the naked
is that
bike
what
ride.
Just happened?
Yes.
Like, my roommate was like, there's a bunch of naked people by City Hall.
Yes. It was a naked bike ride. And then they were saying, well, how can you get away with that? They have public indecency and all that stuff. They said since it's like a protest, it's covered.
What are
by
they protesting? Clues?
I don't remember what they had said, but it's covered under First Amendment.
Nice. We need to go protest some stuff.
So I can get naked, like, and go out there and be like, nah, it's cool, because
right,
I'm angry about something.
Yeah.
There you go.
You might need some documentation. I don't think they're going to listen to you.
Nah, man. I could just get naked and angry.
Yeah.
I'm starting on Spotify.
You discovery channel,
naked and angry. Naked and angry.
I'm afraid it's naked and angry.
Naked and angry.
But so you got to talk about riding a bicycle naked, and it's a 10-mile bike ride, and like how that's got to be really unpleasant for like your ass getting
you're
sweaty.
Just gonna get,
yeah,
the things are going to stick to the things.
Right, your balls, or your balls as they send you off, they hang low, getting stuck in the sprocket.
Triggered.
Yeah, yep. that's
so they were trying. I'm upset with you, Rashid. You gave away the illusion. Everybody just assumed you were naked.
I mean, I could get naked.
I think you should.
It takes like, I'll just like Bruce Almighty.
Turn the webcam on. We're going to make some money, damn it.
Put on Careless Whisper. We were talking about that earlier. It's just a set the mood, right?
We can't afford that.
Oh, yeah. Can we hum Careless Whisper?
Just a few bars.
Careless Whisper is a great song.
It is. I agree.
I disagree.
I whoa, guess. Triggered.
You're off the podcast.
Mm.
I'll just turn my mic off.
Aww. I'll just get my mic out. Not a problem. So, how is everybody? Who wants to go first? Who wants to go first? How is Olivia? That's right. I picked you because I can't see you because the microphone's in my line of sight.
Triggered.
Triggered.
I'm fine.
Aw, that was good.
I'm fine, I think. I don't know.
Fair enough. You don't have to know. Cliff?
Not bad. Tim and I moved furniture at my house yesterday.
It was pretty awesome.
Or, you know, you don't listen to it the day that we recorded this. At some point in the past.
Yes. We were totally doing that.
Because at some point in the past, from you listening to this, I'll have gotten carpet installed, and we needed to get the furniture out of my downstairs. Hard to carpet under furniture when it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was our weekend.
Yeah. I like the part where you're like, we need to take the railing off. Where's the one tool that can do it? It could be anywhere. Oh, wait, here it is.
Right.
I'm like, that never happens. I just figured this was a bust and I was going home.
Luckily, I saved for the day.
You did. And then it was just Deadlift City.
It was Deadlift City.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty brutal, but a good brutal.
Yeah.
It was a good brutal, for sure.
Then we wandered around the backyard.
We did. We were mapping out how to the best way to mow your lawn.
Right.
There is no best
way. There is no best way to mow my yard.
But you could put in like a Burmese tiger trap, and that would take out a chunk.
Oh, that would.
Mm-hmm.
You could set it on fire.
That's probably not the best idea.
The Burmese tiger.
You could do both. I mean,
barbecue. More fire
is usually a better thing.
Well, we were talking about, we have one section of our yard that has a lot of trees, and the grass will never grow.
Oh, burn up, great. I mean, well, we're gonna get all that kindling right there. I'm enjoying half the job's done for you.
Pyro.
We were going to put picnic tables in and build a horseshoe pit.
Okay.
It isn't that.
I enjoy throwing horseshoes.
You're going to have to get a little
having
more.
A table out there, barbecue, drinking horseshoes.
I just got into to cornholing. You know, okay. That's okay. I've seen it before, but I've always like strayed away from it. But then I met some bros.
No, you need to move into the cornhole.
Yeah, you gotta get right in that cornhole.
You do.
You know, bullseye.
It is
straight through. But it's pretty cool, man. There's so many. What's the other one? The
washers.
No, the one there's like a frisbee thing.
Oh yeah, I'm not good with that.
All about yeah. I mean, we could just talk about like all sorts of like drinking games
and cornhole is like a real like emotional roller coaster because like you'll get the you'll sink like the shot and
or
the
person slide up.
Or the person right after they'll sink it and you get no points.
Yeah, and that's usually it comes in twos, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's like celebrity deaths or something like that.
Right. Although this year it's been like celebrity 17s.
Yeah, it's like the Expendables of celebrities dying. I just made that really morbid, I'm sorry.
That was, yeah.
Triggered.
Multi-layer trigger.
I'm sad and triggered. And turned on.
So, Tim, how was your weekend?
I don't know. It went by way too fast. I mowed the lawn today. That was miserable. And I've been organizing my comic collection.
How's that going?
Miserable as well. So I started from the end of the alphabet. I'm hard alphabetizing it. And for those who don't know, I have an obnoxious amount of comics. I got to M and then got depressed and stopped for a while. Because Moon Knight is...
Right.
It's like too long.
And we all know you have at least 13 of each Moon Knight issue.
At least. I have a ton of Moon Knight. I didn't realize how bad it was until I put them all together correctly.
So if you want to learn more about Moon Knight, ask Tim.
I have a library at my house on Moon Knight, the history. Any book, we can find it.
If Moon Knight's been involved, Tim's got it.
Yeah, no, I've bought some really bad books just because Moon Knight was on the cover.
That's called dedication.
Yes, I'm very dedicated.
Yes, more dedication.
Yes, what if we did the whole podcast like this?
A highbrow podcast.
Adjusting my monocle. Is
that? My pinky's out.
Yeah. Higher. There we go. That's fine dining right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's real Englishman-ness. I just made that word up.
You've been on a kick with your words.
My diction is like next level. That's a word. I'm not making
it.
No,
we know. All right. We know.
That
yes.
Wasn't like any,
but
yeah.
There was like a little bit of a break there. Was where
there was,
my dick should.
Nah, I just.
There was a breakdown there for.
We get it.
You got a heavy tongue, man.
We get it. Your dick's great.
Ladies.
Shun. Shun.
It's all part of Naked and Angry.
Naked and Angry.
Naked and Angry with Rashid and his heavy tongue. That's what I'm talking about.
Start it up.
That's right, ladies. Impressive dick and heavy tongue.
I don't. That's not good advertising when all you guys know about it.
Is it though?
I mean.
By the way, this one is not safe for work.
Maybe that's the cover should just be me wrapped in like yellow tape, like the caution tape, but
sure.
NSFW tape.
But you don't want them to have caution. You want them to dive right in.
I don't know, man. No. You can get burned easily.
Sure, but...
Actually, we'll edit that out, because that sounds like an STD.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah,
we're not going to...
That's not fine. That's not okay with me.
We're not going to edit it, though. I'm sorry. Make peace with it now.
All right, it's fine.
We'll need it forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's off the record. It's on the podcast, but off the record.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's how that works.
It's all hearsay.
It's like Hillary Clinton's memo.
Getting political.
Yeah, what's the word with that? I just kind of like I've fallen into the group of Americans that just like kind of like scroll through, read the headline, and just like, nah, that's enough information on that for now. And like, you know, I don't make any decisions based off of that. You know, I never go like wholeheartedly into anything about that. But like, you know, yeah, let's not get too political.
Yeah. Well,
you just went full circle. I was like, let's talk about this.
Not at all political.
Let's not talk about this.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know what the relevance of bringing up her having pneumonia was. I just kind of saw it in passing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, she's ill, so she's not fit to be president.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And
That's the one side making that. Just want to call it. The headline was that she just
triggered.
No.
Gets so political, it's great.
She passed out at a 9/11 event, and was diagnosed with pneumonia.
That's
really
campaigning.
That's all
is hard, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jet fuel can melt Hillary Clinton.
Whoa.
hashtag that.
That's a trigger.
Maybe.
That's a trigger on my hashtag.
So interestingly, there's no news today. There's no nothing today. There's no preparation because there was no time. My son came home and he said, "You have homework." And I said, "Fuck you." But after I was done laughing, I realized he was serious. And his teacher assigned like 10 questions, and it was about 9/11, which just passed. And it was kind of like a what are your opinions, what are your thoughts, but it's secretly like, what do we actually know about it? Like, what does the average American know about it? And I was like, oh, I'm going to fucking write essays. I'm going to write the greatest responses. I said, I know about 9/11. I can do this. And my wife had pawned it off on me. So she's like, I ain't fucking doing this. I'm like, but I got to do podcast. Fine. So yeah, I wrote like an essay. I wanted to just be like, fuck you. Who do you think you are?
The funny thing is, like, you know, how old is your son?
on the spot.
16.
Oh, okay, never mind. You know, I have a lot of kids. Like, in my grade that have, like, you know, or back, you know, I'm 25 now, but would have been in my grade that, like, had kids in, like, high school and all that. And it's just, like, I feel like some of the parents that might get that homework wouldn't be, like, really qualified to answer this kind of stuff. And it's kind of weird.
It's a good experiment in the sense of what do we actually know about this thing that we always reference every year. You know, I don't think they make such a big deal about Pearl Harbor, let's say, every year than they do about 9/11.
I mean, they probably did in like the 60s and whatnot.
And then, like, that's probably true.
But then some of it too could be like now with how quickly information travels.
Yeah.
And how like easy it is to just keep sticking things in your face.
Right.
When, regardless of what it is.
Oh yeah. They're coming for us.
Triggered.
Triggered.
No still beeps with this motherfucker.
Surprise, it's jet fuel. And we're all dead now.
Yeah, it's an interesting homework assignment. It basically just goes to show whose family is more political, depending on their answers. Because it could just be like, yeah, they you know, put a plane into a building. Or it's just like, tinfoil hat answer.
Right. I gave good answers because I know enough to bullshit my way through an essay question, basically.
Sure.
But not like I know everything. And I'm not super political at all. But I made sure to throw in, like, like George W. Bush is a moron. And like, but also Al Gore was a moron. Like, I tried to cover everybody. Because I don't like Al Gore. I don't know if we've ever had that discussion. Political.
I think we have.
Yeah, I don't like Al Gore.
That's fine.
I mean, he died to save you against Man Bear.
He did do that, but like that was so long ago. Who cares anymore?
Yeah. What have you done for
me? What have you done for me lately, Al Gore?
Out of the public eye.
Yeah. He did have that killer beard back in the day.
Wait, he had a beard?
Yeah. He was looking rugged around that time.
Huh.
You're going to Google Al Gore beard?
To the Google.
Google, show me the beard. Go, Google, go! Quick, Cliff, vamp!
So, UFC this past weekend.
Oh, man, that's right.
CM Punk got choked out in 2 minutes and 14 seconds.
So depressing.
I'm not surprised.
What happened to his ear?
He got punched in it. A bunch. I'm not surprised he lost. I am surprised how much he got paid, though. He got $500,000 for that fight. He didn't have a win bonus, so regardless of win, loss, he was getting $500,000. His opponent, who's now 3-0, an up-and-comer, has the base-level contract with the UFC, $15,000 to show, $15,000 more on a win. So he got $30,000. Punk got $500,000. But where this helps his opponent, Mickey Gall, granted, he beat a nobody, but now everybody knows who he is. And he called out somebody who else is young and huge. He called out Super Sage Northcutt, mm-hmm. He's the Karate Kid. He's been doing karate his whole life. He's young, and they're both like, it's like a perfect fight for the both of them.
Interesting.
Now, UFC, I like UFC, but I've stayed away from any of the main cards for a really long time because I think like it was around 2014 where every card I got really excited for got canceled in some sense. Somebody got injured or something happened or John Jones snorted coke off of a stripper's ass or something. And I just got out of it. But like, would you say like the state of it is getting back to like, it seems like it's still growing again.
Oh, it is. And I mean, like, I don't know if you're familiar with the sale. Like UFC got bought by a group of companies.
It was for like billions.
$4 billion.
Yeah. I thought that was a rumor. I didn't know it was that.
Keeping Dana on as president. He has more that he has to do now, but they paid him out for his 9% share of the company. So he got a $300 million paycheck.
The last thing Dana White needs is more money and more of a reason to be a douchebag.
Yeah. But it's definitely still growing, and the cards are getting more consistent. They're not running as many as they were. Because like in 2014, they were trying to do like one, it seemed like, every week.
Yeah, like when with the Fox cards and whatnot, like all that stuff,
They're doing a better job pacing it out, putting more like unknowns on cards. So that way it's not like, well, this one card is loaded from top to bottom with everyone we know, while the next 4 cards are going to suck. Yeah. Whether it be on FS1, on Fox, because we don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah.
So it's a...
But that was in 2014. You were getting some good Fox fights and FS1 fights occasionally. Like, you'd get, like, welterweight championships and, like, just stuff like that. That, like, you know, you wouldn't expect. But, you know, that's what kind of made me want to keep that trust. But nothing ever came to fruition, you know. No fight that I was excited about actually happened that year, I feel like. You know, it was all the surprise fights that really took the cake for that year, you know what I mean?
The one fight I texted you about, Tim, got canceled.
Nice.
The Cerrone-Lawler fight is not happening anymore, which I was super excited for that.
Well, wasn't Cerrone, like, the next day, like, somebody dropped out and went 8 hours later, she's like, I'll fight.
So on Friday, before UFC 203, the day before, there were like a rash of elevator issues. One of the elevators, I don't know what happened, but the one fighter's on it and ended up hurting his back. So I don't know if the elevator gave and like dropped and like unexpectedly. Wow. So he hurt his back and couldn't fight. And another elevator had like 5 of the fighters on it got stuck, and they were trapped in the elevator for like 10 minutes. Somebody else got stuck in another elevator for a couple of minutes.
Sabotage.
So it was like weird. So Cerrone was like, "I'll fight, CB Dalloway's opponent. I'm ready. Whatever. I like to get paid."
Did he fight him?
No.
So wait, that kind of raises another question, and I've wondered this my whole life. Let's take this away from UFC for a second. I want everybody's opinion. Some of you might know science more than this. So like, if you're on like the top floor, right, and you're in an elevator, and the cord snaps, and you're like going down,
you're dead.
Wait, but what if you jump,
you're
like,
dead.
At the last moment?
They did it on Mythbusters.
Why do they gotta ruin everything?
You have to jump at like an equivalent speed to the elevator falling.
So what you're saying is there's a chance.
You have to jump at like 100 miles an hour.
How bionic are you?
Dude, if you just get down, if you get like real low, you know what I mean? And like do some one punch man shit, you can get out of it.
All right.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna clip. If it happens, I mean, what do I have to lose by jumping?
Why is this guy just hanging out in the elevator all the time? That's weird. Very strange.
Why is he naked? Why is he so angry?
To go off the punk thing into wrestling, apparently the Ziggler-Miz fight
was amazing.
It started the exact same way the punk fight did.
It did. It was kind of a
double leg takedown into a rear naked choke, which is how Punk lost.
Right.
And they're saying that's definitely a jab at Punk for losing.
Absolutely it is. I don't know who made them do that, but they were probably made to do that. Because they're both pretty nice guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they were absolutely told to do that. Which is shitty. But that match was amazing. That was the best match on Backlash. Backlash was really good.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I missed it.
AJ Styles won the World Heavyweight title. So now he's the only person who's won that. TNA, IWGP. I think that's it. Yeah.
He's the new face.
That runs the place. That's right. He's awesome.
He's got a big face.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the face you do want, right? He kind of has like a Zordon kind of thing going on.
Yeah, for me, he doesn't have like the look to be a heel.
No.
Like, he doesn't have like the look.
He was a baby face for so long.
Right. No, I mean, like, I get it, but like, he doesn't have like that. The generic disgruntled look. Like, Triple H just always looks irritated.
Sure. He goes the route where he's just cocky.
Right.
I think they can draw an angry face on his giant forehead.
All right.
It's possible. And that'll... Like, that could be a cool heel move where it's like... I don't know how they would, like, CGI it or something, but, like, put, like, an angry controlling face on top of his regular face. Let me write, like, one SmackDown. It would be, like, the greatest episode ever.
Why is there a naked guy in the room?
Why is that naked guy so angry?
From naked and angry.
Good times. Yep. Schuster, how are you?
Doing good.
We never asked you how you were.
No, you didn't. That's fine. I felt unloved.
We just didn't get there. We went on tangents.
Yeah, a few tangents.
Mm-hmm. So you're good?
I'm pretty good.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
What have you been doing? What are you...
Oh, I work from home now.
Ah, yes.
No more Schuster Sheik.
Yeah, Rasheed was really upset.
I was.
You were visibly distressed.
Because that you created a look. And there was followers. There was like Tumblr posts about
it. Oh, yeah.
There was other guys.
Instagram,
like,
you know.
Weird Pidgeotto haircuts.
Weird like Pidgeotto
haircut. You know the haircut I'm talking about. Like the 2016 haircut that just looks like a Pidgeotto. I've seen it.
Yeah, no.
But it's just that. It's like you on the cover of GQ with like a polo on and some N1 shorts.
Yeah.
It's a good look.
Schuster Sheik.
Schuster Sheik.
Man, Schuster Sheik.
We're going to have to go hit some cons and bring you and you wear the Schuster Sheik.
Schuster Sheik.
See if
you
catches
get like
on.
A polo with like a white stripe down the middle, like a polo that's a tuxedo. Mm-hmm. And then just some like black and white basketball shorts. That'd look pretty cool.
I'm going to have to create that wardrobe.
We'll get it.
Wardrobe piece. Whatever they call it.
Ensemble.
Yeah. Ons, there we go.
Ensemble? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Boom. Boom.
Triggered.
Ensemble is like a cast of something.
It's also a collection of clothing.
See, when I was reading all these words that I just learned in the last week, I didn't read the second
Did you get a word a day calendar?
I have a word a day app. But no, I read,
words.
I read words. I read lots of words in my daily. I read words on signs. I read words on my phone. Words on books.
Whoa,
that's
a good one. Words on words.
Words on words. Whoa. And most importantly, words on restraining orders. Those are the ones.
They're the important words.
Yeah. Those are the ones.
You gotta read them all individually.
Yeah.
And then combine them into a sentence.
Gotta string those together.
Yep.
Cliff Vamp.
I don't know what that means.
It means filled dead air.
Alright. I'm not doing a very good job.
No, you're terrible.
The awesome part of the episode where there's nothing but dead air.
So, I bought a PlayStation not too long ago.
Oh, no.
That's yes! Cool.
So, I've been streaming Hearthstone, so you should watch me.
On PlayStation?
Yeah, you can stream right through the PlayStation.
Wait, like, you can play Hearthstone on PlayStation?
Sorry. Overwatch.
Oh, okay.
I was confused, but I was going to let you finish because...
I get Overwatch and Hearthstone confused because the only games I play. You can stream Overwatch on Twitch right through your PlayStation.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And I found you can also edit your videos that you want to upload to YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter also on the PlayStation.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a video. I just don't use it very much because it's a little confusing. That's not my forte like it is for you guys. So I just save videos of No Man's Sky. That's like all I play. I know everybody's like shitting on that game, but it's one of the best games I've played for what I like. You know, if you like exploration and stuff like that. That's literally all I've been doing for like the last 2 or 3 weeks. Name and Planet Zakratun.
Yeah.
And poetic format.
Ooh. I play a lot of exceptionally mediocre Overwatch.
It's less than mediocre when I play it.
Like exceptionally.
Like mediocre. I'm going like
it's very mediocre.
4 and 5 sometimes. You know, sometimes.
I mean, I did have a game where I went like I would consider nuts. I went 36-5.
That's
like,
good.
That's
like
good.
Defending
yeah.
a point. So you've
as played, what?
Soldier 76.
Okay.
So they got to 1 meter away from completing the objective yeah. with 6 minutes. We held the point for the whole 6 minutes.
That's wow. awesome.
At one point, they pushed with 3 Reinhardts and 3 Junkrats, just lobbing grenades at us. But the grenades don't do enough damage unless they hit you right away. So we had a Zenyatta, a Lucio, and I just kept dropping.
Oh, yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
Yeah. But
cracking, You just turtled for 6 minutes.
Cracking through all those shields was not fun. That's 6,000 damage to get through all 3 shields.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Overwatch. I'm waiting patiently for the new Destiny expansion coming out next week. And occasionally playing WoW again due to my coworker who is bonkers, you know, fandom for it.
So I heard the most recent expansion is just redoing the Burning Crusade.
I'm okay with this.
Like, that's all it is. Like, it's the...
Well, yes, yeah. So far, I'm not even 2 levels in. So, I've got minimal experience. But I'm an ex-guild leader, raiding guild leader for Burning Crusade and Wrath. I played hardcore back then, and Burning Crusade was the best expansion. So far, it feels really good. They've gotten the tone of questing correct. A lot of people might not like it because it feels a little on rails. Like, it just tells you where to go kind of thing. But I hate leveling with a passion. I just like getting the end content and then either grinding it or doing whatever needs to do at end content. The content before end content, to me, it gets really annoying because, one, I'm slow at leveling. Everyone else is just, like, chugging forward, and I'm still sitting back in the starting zone. Or, you know, I just don't like having to go through all that content. But overall, it's a lot better. It's a really good expansion so far.
Yeah, the thing that frustrated me the most about Hearthstone would have just been... when I played...
Basically
like,
the same thing.
Was, like, yeah. never having, like, people like, well, you don't have the correct gear. Why are you wearing that? You shouldn't be wearing that. Do you have your macros set up correctly to join in us on this instance? I'm like, I just want to play a game.
No, what they did was is they basically allowed anybody to play just about any aspect of the game. It's one of those things that a lot of the hardcore players didn't like because it brought in to them the noobs playing and screwing it up. Looking for raid is the big thing that came out in Cataclysm. Originally, raiding was you had to get 25 people or 10 people together all at one time and do 4 or 5 hours in a raid. Great. That's kind of difficult if you don't have a guild, or even if you do have a guild. Whereas looking for raid, you literally just queue up and you wait until the game creates, you know,
your group, whatever you need.
And you teleport your straight to the dungeon, and you don't have to talk to anybody. You just plow right through. It's an easier version of the content. So it's like looking for raid is easy mode, and then the normal version of it where you have to collect 10 people who are on chat, you know, yeah. understanding of the strategy, that's like normal mode. So they created a, like an easy mode version where you just literally just wait in town. Wait for your queue to pop and you go to the raid. They did that for Five Mans as well. So you could literally just never talk to anybody.
Because like, I was in a guild, but just cause my, like, I was friends with all the people in it, and then like a bunch of people in it. And then the other group that did a lot of the raiding would never let me join the parties because I didn't have like the right wand for my mage. And I'm like,
No.
Like, five of my friends are in here, like...
No, I was like that, too. Midway through Wrath of the Lich King, my guild collapsed. So I was like, let me try to... I try to find another guild. So I ran around a bunch of different guilds. But I wanted to change my main, which, to people, is the main character you play where you get all your gear on. I didn't feel like playing him anymore, so I started from scratch on another guy. I couldn't get anywhere because everyone kept telling me my gear sucked.
Triggered.
Right, and it's
a heavy trigger.
Like, I played a Frost Mage. Mm-hmm. And once they gave everyone in the game crowd control, which is when there's a large group of people in front of you, like slowing them down, confusing them, so that you can pick off people. Once they gave everyone crowd control, a Frost Mage was useless.
I disagree.
And they changed how Blizzard worked.
It depends on which avenue you're talking about, PvP or PvE. Because Frost has always been... PvE. Okay. Yeah, if you're talking about PvP, Frost has always been...
Right, I never did PvP because I wasn't that hardcore. So I like just doing the instances with my friends.
Sure.
My favorite thing in the game to do was sit in Stormwind and sell runs through stockades.
That was a while ago, yeah.
Just run in, grab the whole dungeon, and kill all of them in front of the people that were paying me to do it. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
It was easy. I just stand there, cast one spell, get paid.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Frost has for the last couple expansions, been pretty good. They've basically said, we want all the specs to be good. Which a spec...
And they should be.
...is a version of a class. Each class has three specs that do things differently. Frost is a spec of mage. Frost has always been terrible, starting from the beginning in 2004. But because so many people love Frost, specifically, they have started giving it love until around Cataclysm, where it was decent to DPS. Not the best, fire was the best, but it was decent. You weren't laughed at if you were casting Frost Bolts. Until now, everything's basically even and you can run what you want.
Right.
And especially with the new system they have, which is called Artifact Weapons, which basically take every awesome legendary piece of gear lore-wise throughout the game, and you have it. That's a simplification. But
I stopped playing in, like, 2009, 2010.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, I mean, like, I had an 80, like, when that was the max.
Wrath, yeah.
And, it was fine, but, like... Leveling, I leveled as a Frost Mage, which is
the best, yes.
And my issue was my DPS was higher than everyone in my group that we ran around with. So we did like Scarlet Monastery at like 40 or 45, like, whatever the level is. I'd Blizzard and then have to spend the whole time running away from everything trying to kill me.
That sounds like an awful tank.
Yes. Yes, not fun. And then when the one kid that you're running with is trying to be the healer as a Shadow Priest...
Yeah, those were the good old days when everyone just kind of just didn't
right, care. Did whatever they want. So I was a gnome. I liked that I had higher intellect, so I did more damage.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that. I liked that I couldn't get trapped in things. It was great. But I Blizzard, everything in the area would come straight at me. Then you'd just see me run away, jumping and spamming my arcane explosions, so that way my healer knew I needed to be healed. So you just see purple flares. It's popping up all around the game. I'm not doing any damage to anything. It was just like a help me, help me, help me. Please help me, please help me. And then we ended up getting a friend from college to switch servers, and he was the highest ranking healer on that server.
Nice.
So he could tank, DPS, and heal the team.
For the low level stuff.
No, he was 80. He was being our tank and healing us.
In 80 content.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Triggered.
That's fine.
Triggered. He's getting red.
Yeah, we didn't have a warrior. Our tank was a druid, so it was him and a druid.
Mm-hmm.
Were our tanks for running 80 stuff.
Okay. But now it's so much better. Yep. They've basically streamlined it so that...
And if they've leveled the classes out, so you can... If you want to be this spec of this class, you should be allowed to be that spec of that class.
Yeah. But in terms of what you said,
what? Oh, God! Oh, he's triggered! Oh.
That was a trigger.
Oh, my eye.
You queue up as what your spec is intended to be. So you have to wait for a tank and healer. And with tanking, unless you do absolutely nothing, unless you just stand there in attention, things will gravitate towards you. Okay. Things will be tanked.
Well, that's good.
And the lower level stuff, obviously, is the easiest thing to heal. So even if your hero is awful, you can still get through it. Obviously, when you get to the higher level stuff, you expect them to be a little better. But you're queuing up as a tank or a healer or a DPS, and you know they're going to be those specs. Okay. So you don't have to worry about that.
It's not like surprise your healer's a Shadow Priest?
No. And if they are, you just boot them. There's a boot feature now where all the four other players have to okay on their screen. It'll say, blah, 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 wants to boot this person because he's the worst. Right. And you just press yes or no. And if all people press yes, that person gets insta-booted and the queue starts up again looking for another healer or whatever it is. So it's been incredibly streamlined.
Well, that's good.
To be friendly to newer players. And the content is easier. They didn't want the content to be incredibly difficult for new players, which is good. But the hard content is still hard, which is nice. You just don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
One of the things they wanted was everyone to experience the story. Well, most of the story is in the high-level raids. Well, you need to, dedicate, 16-plus hours of your life a week to a guild to get the gear month after month to get to that, to even have a chance at that fight. Now, you're just looking for raid, which is easy mode version of raiding, and you just plow through the content and you get to the story that everyone else gets to.
Right.
Obviously, people have difference of opinions, but it seems like it's been drowned out since 2009, 2010 with Cataclysm, which is when that first came out. It was pretty heavy. Like, how dare you take away the hardcore elite's ability to have content just for us? And that slowly has drowned out into, okay, well, that's fine. Everyone gets to kill the end boss of the expansion, too. But overall, the experience is fantastic. I'm actually enjoying playing the game again. I did play in Warlords, which was the previous expansion, and I wanted to shoot myself after, 2 months. Because they made it so that I never have to left my pre-made garrison, which is my own city that only I can go to. I never have to leave. I get all the resources and all the gold and all the things that I sent all my gatherers out to do. I just sat there, got all that experience, queued up for the dungeons, got teleported to the dungeon, completed, and then went back to my home. I didn't have to leave. I didn't have to explore anything. Which part of the game is exploring and finding new areas and finding things. I didn't have to do that in that expansion. And everybody hated it. This isn't just like a minority opinion. This is 3 million people stopped playing the game because of that expansion.
Sounds good. I don't know what you're
talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sounds fantastic.
But overall, to all the naysayers out there who always shit on, wow. It's gotten better, and it's an enjoyable experience. You don't have to be hardcore into it. You can play 1 or 2 hours a night, or you can play 1 or 2 hours a week and still get just about the same experience out of it. I will say, though, the only gripe I have with the expansion is they upped the graphics. So the old adage that WoW could play on a trash can lid, as I like to call it, isn't anymore. I bought this computer back in 2009 or 10. It was the best Best Buy I had. I was lazy, and I just bought the computer. I couldn't even get it to run without doing a full wipe of the computer and back to factory settings.
Okay.
And it runs has to run on low-level graphics to even achieve 20 to 30 frame rates most of the time. I did buy a graphics card, and because my computer is so old, the motherboard didn't take the graphics card. It doesn't take any new graphics cards. Mm-hmm. So I would need to upgrade my computer to even play Legion at the best graphics. But they decided to upgrade it after, 12 years?
Right.
I'm mad because I spent $60 on a graphics card that didn't work. But it didn't take them 12 years to upgrade their graphics, so I guess that's fine with me. Because I'm still able to play. That's my only real gripe. And most people
so
who
made it look better. Bastards.
Yeah, that's the takeaway from that. But overall, that and Destiny. I'm a big Destiny fan, so I'm looking forward to the expansion coming out because there's been no content for that game for a while. But once that comes out, that should be cool. It just sucks because I want to play WoW and Destiny at the same time, and I'm not able to do that.
You need to clone yourself.
Please don't do that. Nope.
We're cloning Kiss before we clone you.
Cloning what?
Kiss.
Yeah. Do we really need more Gene Simmons? Simmons.
I think more Gene Simmons more than.
I said Gene Simmons.
Whoa. Oh, they said Richard Simmons.
No, I said.
Let's clone.
No, that's not clone Richard Simmons.
I want an army of Richard Simmons.
Oh my god, we get so much shit done.
Everyone would be in shape.
All the old people would be in shape.
No, I just want to go shopping with one. I need a yellow low cut tank top with 3 stars across it in my wardrobe.
And
I think we
3.5-inch long shorts.
Yes. I mean, I actually have this already. Not even my front.
All right.
I wear the shortest of shorts. I like to let my calves breathe, man, and my thighs breathe, I guess.
Your balls hang out.
Air out your calves.
I meant to say thighs.
Okay.
I'm to myself, Schuster.
Okay.
We make mistakes sometimes.
I'm not making a mistake,
words,
but,
you know. You're making a mistake by not wearing the Schuster chic right now.
Yeah,
I mean, this is what happens when I work from home. You just
so you just lower your standards.
I lower my chic.
Oh. The chic is forever.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Iron Sheik without his what's that thing called? I don't know what it's called.
The headdress.
The headdress.
I don't know what the actual term. I'm sure there's an actual word for it.
Yeah.
I'm sure
there is.
But, I've seen him with Russell's without it.
That's true.
So, yeah.
But, like, in a public appearance, though.
No, not in a public
exactly.
appearance. He'll wear it. He knows what's up.
It's part of him.
Him like, and Sabu. Although Sabu's, he's hurt or something. He's got a GoFundMe going or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what's up with him.
Yeah, GoFund Sabu.
Yeah, help Sabu.
And Kyle Starks.
Yeah,
and Kyle Starks.
Kyle Starks. And by the way, hashtag Kyle Starks on Capes and Scows worked. He will be on the next episode. Surprise.
If this gets out.
Right. Otherwise,
yeah.
He is still the next episode.
But all for a moment when they already have the interview and they're listening to it here. Words and stuff and things. I'll just turn my mic off.
Fuck you, Schuster.
I'll just turn my mic off now.
Well, I guess that's the sign that we're winding down. Since I was falling asleep on Schuster's WoW talk, Jesus Christ.
I think this is a WoW episode.
He looks so mad, so triggered. He's like deleting all the audio.
I'm going to extra edit this one. It's just me talking about WoW.
I've produced the trigger. Well, you can find us at capesandscowlspodcast.com. You can email us at capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. Rashid, what's your Twitter?
@TooManyCheetos.
And Olivia, what's your Twitter?
@SwahiliLove.
Cliff?
@HyperHippo.
And I'm @Mad_Dog_Tim. Schuster, you're not really using yours anymore, are you?
@RE_Schuster. Okay.
All right.
The okay isn't a part of it. It's
no,
just
it's
@RE_Schuster.
Just @RE_Schuster.
Awesome.
And so far, my tweets have been scandalous.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. You've got to calm down. You know what? Don't follow Schuster.
There's a good chance we'll be triggered.
Capes and Scouts podcast does not condone the tweets made by @RE_Schuster.
Yeah, I will. It's
I condone this as a Cheetos enthusiast, so I just saw a commercial for this the other day. You may or may not know that Burger King has Cheeto mac and cheese, which I've tried. It's actually okay. It's like in the shape of Cheetos, mac and cheese on the inside. That's neither here nor there. But they just upped it to the next level. So you know those chicken fries they have? They now have them in Cheeto dust. If you wanted to clog your arteries in a higher fashion like I do,
then turn your fingertips orange.
And no, it's not. It's like the dust is like permanently
it's
on
caramelized.
All the science has gone into preventing Cheeto hands.
Yeah. So yeah, I just wanted to shout that out. So I'm about to go get like 3 boxes of that.
Cheeto hands is a real issue.
It is.
I just
don't accept
a
controller that's slightly orangey, because you know where those controllers have been.
And Chester Cheetos. Grasp.
Enjoying all the awkwardness. This is great.
That's what I've been, you know, all my awkward silences, I've just been realizing how terrible I sound as a person on this podcast. And I'm just living with it. just welling inside of this character that I've created.
I have to re-listen to them, and I just edit myself out, which is like, oh god, who's that troll speaking?
You have that ability.
I do.
The audience thanks you.
Rasheed's just become the fart mimicker.
Hey man, I'm proud of that. That's not something I'm ashamed
of. No, you should be proud of that.
That's great. I can fart like the best of them.
You're such a heel.
I'll embrace that.
Mm-hmm. Good night, everybody!